Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hello and welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie Cation here. It is November or December, which means please do not donate to the Dork Forest this month. Direct donations should go to your local food bank. To do that, you would Google the words food bank and then the name of your town, and then one will show up. And then you will send them the $10 or the $100 or the gajillion dollars that you would have sent to me, Jackie Cation, to a food bank in your neighborhood. Anyway, let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg composed and sang that song you just heard. He's going to sing his words to the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Patrick Brady's going to fix this audio, and Vilmos works on my website, JackieCation.com. The DorkForest.com has all the notes, the link to the YouTube version of the show, which is just the show is available on iTunes, and there's a player on DorkForest.com, but there's also a YouTube version of it if you can't listen to iTunes for some reason at work, but you can listen to YouTube, so knock yourself out. JackieCation.com has all the rest of it. If you want to support the show by buying Christmas gifts or Hanukkah gifts or Kwanzaa gifts, go to the merch page, knock yourself out. All the t-shirts, there's a Ranger of the Dork Forest t-shirts, there's Spooky Reading Girl, there is Meat Shield t-shirts. The Meat Shield t-shirts remain a charitable t-shirt that go to the ACLU, Black Lives Matter, and Southern Law Poverty Center. You can do that. There are also pins, Spooky Reading Girl and Meat Shield pins. Those are not yet available on the website because I haven't gotten it together. But email me, jackie@jackiecation.com, and we'll figure it out. There is my calendar, which is available. You can see where I'm playing stand-up comedy-wise. And I'm on the road a bunch in December this year. So feel free to come out and see me do stand-up comedy live. There are videos. You can watch me do stand-up comedy. You can see a clip of my DVD, This Will Make an Excellent Horcrux, which is available streaming or as a hard copy on the merch page as well. There is the Amazon banner. If you're going to order from Amazon, you can use the Amazon banner on dorkforest.com or jackiecation.com. It's just a portal. Sends you to Amazon. You order like normal, and it supports the Dork Forest. There are premium episodes on Bandcamp. So it'd be the dorkforest.bandcamp.com, and they are probably a dozen episodes that are live. They cost me a couple of bucks to make, so I charge you a couple of bucks. There's also some free episodes and a storytelling album on that Bandcamp page. Help yourself. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Feel free to review it on iTunes if you like, or email me if you have any questions or problems, jackie@jackiecation.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, it's Jackie Cation in my living room, and I'm with Paige Weldon, who's an excellent stand-up comic. I enjoy your works.
You too. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, exactly.
Why Perfect.
Not? it's a great time to be Paige Weldon. Paige Weldon, P-A-I-G-E, Paige, right? Yeah. And so it's at Paige Weldon on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And people can go there to find your stand. Is there a PaigeWeldon.com?
There is.
I forgot to ask. Okay, good. And then you have a new podcast that speaks to your love of what the dorkdom will be when we talk about dorkdoms. Mm-hmm. And it's called Mall Talk Podcast. And so it's at Mall Talk Pod. And then Girlfriend at the Time is the name of your current album.
It is, yes. On AST/literally figurative records.
Dare to Dream. Let's do it. Matt Belknap. I love a Matt Belknap.
Oh, yeah.
So I have this to say.
Okay.
We're going to dork out about malls, and here we are in the holiday season.
It's perfect. I didn't even realize. Yes. Because I don't even, because my reason for loving malls has almost nothing to do with shopping. So I feel like I don't think of it that way.
Oh.
I just like to hang out.
You like to hang out at the mall like it's a John Hughes movie?
Exactly like that, except alone. Just a little bit different.
Just a little bit different.
Yes.
So, okay, let's talk about where it began. Where did it begin, the love of malls?
Well, I grew up in the suburbs, Temecula, California. California, the land of the mall, quite honestly.
So true.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We in the Midwest were so proud when you invented them, so then we didn't have to go outdoors again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of indoor activity. And so I, growing up, we actually... In Temecula, we didn't have a mall until right when I was about 12, 13. Perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
We got the promenade, which is not a promenade. It's not
What is a promenade?
I believe it's supposed to be...
What's going to happen?
I think it's supposed to be like the promenade in Santa Monica. Like, you can walk down it.
Right.
But the promenade in Temecula is just an indoor mall.
Oh. It's just a two-story, yeah. couple of escalators.
Standard
Cinnabon.
Edwards Cinema, these types of things.
To a movie theater? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect if you're 13 and allowed to hang by your lonesome.
Drop me off at Red Robin, you know. Things like this. When I was a teenager, I would hang there with my friends, a small group of friends, modest, you know.
Not a posse.
Nothing crazy. Do a lot of Barnes & Noble, that kind of thing.
Right.
Places where you can just be.
Right. And nobody cares.
And nobody cares. Sanctioned loitering. That's what I call it.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
That's how
because
I
had a friend in Minneapolis who ended up being a single mom she was the primary caregiver of these two kids. And
drop them off.
No, they were little.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But she didn't have AC. So it's a great place to go for air conditioning.
You are welcome.
You are welcome. And there's usually somewhere that's full of germs that the kids can climb on.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so it's
a ball pit, an ice rink, whatever.
Exactly. Just something to climb on to a real clock eater.
Yeah.
When you got to, in between waking up and going to sleep.
Absolutely.
Which I feel like that's what parenting might be.
Just
filling time with your children.
Just waiting for the day to be over every day.
Did you guys know I used to do childcare? How sad are you now that you hired me to do childcare? And because I would take the kids to Target.
Yes.
And I would purposefully not bring any money.
Right.
And I would just be like, no, you can't have that, but you can play with it in the package.
Absolutely.
And they would shake it, and it would be fun, and it was good.
I love when a mall has a Target as well.
Oh, that is
nice. The Glendale Galleria has a great Target.
Oh, really?
That I frequent.
We have a secret Target in my neighborhood.
You do?
Yeah, it's like a training Target. So there's no one there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's probably 7-10 blocks from here. And you
Great.
Can we walk, we go there. There's too many employees and not enough customers.
That's the opposite of every Target.
Every Target in the world.
Yeah.
It's super neat.
Great.
It not only has the grocery part, it also has a Starbucks.
Oh,
so
it has everything.
It has it really.
Yes.
they'd really, that'd be where, and I think there's like one of those Pizza Hut places too, where so people do drop their kids off.
Yeah.
So your mall, this first mall that you got, did it have a Barnes & Noble?
It had, you know how every mall, at least like suburban malls, always have like a perimeter that have other stores? Our Barnes & Noble was on the perimeter
of the
mall. So
you
would start
mall,
the mall.
And then separate building, perimeter.
Yeah.
Perimeter Industries.
Yes, exactly. So we would start, generally get dropped off at the mall, hit up Red Robin.
What is that?
Red Robin. Oh, it's a chain restaurant.
I've lived here 1,000 years, and yet...
Yeah, there was
Is it a burger joint?
It's burgers.
But is it sit-down?
It's sit-down.
Okay.
Yes, so... There used to be one in the Glendale Galleria that sadly shut down.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
I guess they're just not popular the way they once were. But they do bottomless fries, so it's a great teenager hangout.
Oh, my God.
You sit there and you just...
bottomless fries.
Inhale fries for a while.
Yeah.
So that's what we would do.
Bottomless fries for what? Like $6?
I don't remember.
Right. But I mean, if there's three of you.
Yes.
Everybody can usually find $2
I'm
in
sure
high school.
It was awful to work at that Red Robin.
Oh, I bet.
Because
you're constantly like, more
fries. No tip.
No like, tip. Water. We're drinking water.
Water only. So we would do that. We would just walk around. We'd eventually make our way out to the perimeter, hang out at the Barnes & Noble.
Excellent.
You know?
Excellent.
And so I feel like that's where my love began.
That is. Now, I'm just going to get real specific on it because I love a Barnes & Noble.
Please.
Even though they've murdered so many things in the world of bookstores.
Yeah.
But they're pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I saw Shop Around the Corner. I know. I know that they're also full of help. So did you ever... Do you ever browse? Maria Bamford enjoys just magazine browsing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We would sit in a corner and we would grab the magazines that have quizzes in them and stuff like that. And we would do the quizzes. just in the corner.
I don't even know what magazines have quizzes. It would like Cosmo?
Yeah, like Cosmo.
Okay.
Or like, I don't even remember.
Teen Beat?
Yeah, probably
all
that.
Of that stuff.
Yeah, that kind of thing where you find out nothing valuable. But it's fun, you know, it's fun to talk about yourself and
sure. to think deeply, navel gaze. What do yes. I think about men's haircuts?
Exactly.
That's what I feel like they would be about, too.
I think that was honestly our primary activity at the Barnes & Noble is because the magazine rack was right next to the Starbucks.
Yeah.
So you grab a magazine, you sit down at the Starbucks, and you just hang.
And you just hang.
Yeah, you just hang.
And it's you and a friend or two friends, and yeah, that's it.
That's what we would do.
Just killing time.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do in town, so.
It's a lot like my childcare experience.
Yes.
But you're doing it to yourself.
Exactly.
We have some kids who hang out in the alley. That's our local mall, because we have a high school right there.
Right.
It's a full school, kindergarten through, but the 15, 16-year-olds
yeah.
will lean against our garage.
Anywhere to lean. Yeah, right. Absolutely. I feel like if we weren't at the mall, we were leaning against something somewhere.
Right.
Sitting on a curb, wherever.
Yeah. I mean, you just don't want to go home for a second.
No.
Yeah, that's where yeah. your parents live.
Yeah, and they suck.
Right. They suck. There's drama.
They don't get it.
They don't get it. They don't get me at this point. And they're like, please, take a lap.
They're like, go to Hot Topic and buy a wristband or whatever
exactly.
you're going to do.
It's $4. Go.
Yes.
Love I know it. My parents, I used to take laps around my hometown and and they would make fun of me, but they never cared. They were psyched that
right.
I wasn't home. They were like, just yeah. be home for dinner.
Yeah.
And then after dinner, if you need to take another lap.
I'd much rather my kid taking a lap around the mall or some or around the block than being at a party or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know where they are. They're not doing anything.
Right. And literally, that's what the kids in our alley are doing. I mean,
yeah.
we have found like pot and booze
sure.
and stuff, but they're 15, 16, 17 years old. I'm not surprised.
I mean, if you're going to be in an alley, you're
right.
going to do drugs.
Right. There might be some drugs involved.
Yeah.
And or some booze. And literally, Andy will go back there like every new semester and just go, hey, you guys, just don't litter.
Those are the rules.
And then those are the rules. It's like, police your brass. Get out of here.
extremely reasonable.
Normal.
I like that.
He's like, I get it. I was 15.
Of course.
Our neighbor put in this fence that stopped the kids from hanging out from behind his garage.
Oh, jeez.
But he said that they had put like a little plastic chair back there. And
right.
They had turned it into like a party bush.
Yeah. You have to draw a line.
Yeah,
put
you
up
gotta,
a fence.
It's true. And I was like, yeah, you got to tell them that they can't move back there.
Yeah.
Unless someone needs to move back there. I guess that would be a different
sure.
experience entirely. And
that
then you'd be like, ugh. I should get you a roof.
Yeah.
Anyway, did he need to use
How did
this?
We get here?
Yeah. I weed off almost immediately. So now, here's the thing. You're now an adult.
I am.
You still
I've
go
grown.
To the, you go to the mall.
I do.
What is it now? What draws you now?
A similar thing, honestly. So I, as a comic, I often do not have a day job. And I think the best time to go to the mall is Monday through Friday in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes, you know, honestly, how it started is I just got tired of going to coffee shops in the daytime.
Yeah.
And it turns out at the Americana and Galleria, there's Wi-Fi. So,
that's right.
Yeah. So
you can get out.
Yes. And so it's like, it's
and
kind
of
nice.
And they have a coffee shop there.
They always have a coffee shop. There's a Pete's in the Galleria. And then at the Americana, there's a Barnes & Noble.
Oh.
Which is great. With
yep.
honestly, a beautiful patio.
Okay.
That you can sit. When it's summer, it's a little too hot. And there's also teenagers hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the rest of the year, it's LA. It's the weather's always beautiful. You sit out on the patio
yep.
with your laptop and you get some work done.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's like in between a lot of the time, it's nice. It's like you get something done and then you go, well, I'm going to pop into Anthropology and hold a candle or
right,
whatever.
Right, you can browse.
Yes.
It's actually sort of a nice way to sort of refill the well a little bit to
yeah.
go look at other things instead of just a coffee shop where you're like, I hope there's an altercation.
Yes.
I hope there's something. Because
yeah.
it's all in one place where
right.
you're just like – and not a lot of them have dogs. Like it's
no.
like some of them have like pets and stuff. But – I once saw, you know who used to hang out at the fashion mall right up here?
Mm-hmm.
They're all Westfields now.
Yes, they've all become Westfield.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Yeah.
And was Steve Carell.
Wow.
Steve Carell would work at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf when he was on, right before, like when he was still on Daily Show. Like
I
he
didn't
had just
know
finished.
This.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
he gets it.
He gets it, man.
Yeah.
And he had to stop doing it because he did 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
And then it was too, it was probably too busy.
This is why I can never get famous.
Exactly. I can't, you need to stay in the mall. You're right. So Westfield does own all the malls now, right?
Yeah. Cause you'll hear about in LA, we'll hear about this a lot when we're interviewing people on the podcast who are from LA. They'll have like, a lot of people talk about going to like Fox Hills Mall, which is now Westfield. Yeah, there's also the Westfield Century City that like Westfield did a real number on. It's like beautiful now. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
That used to be kind of janky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like what Westfield is doing, but yeah, it's kind of eerie how they just own everything.
Right.
Now.
It's sort of like Clear Channel owning all the billboards.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, okay.
I guess. And then do you look forward to your twilight years when you're doing laps?
Yeah, mall walking. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it'll just be more of the same, but it'll be to keep my legs strong, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. I love it.
What's your favorite configuration of a mall?
Ooh, okay. Well, so the reason I particularly love the Glendale Galleria and Americana is they're right across the street from each other. One of them is the indoor. It's like kind of a classic suburban sprawl indoor mall.
Yeah.
And then the Americana, similar to the Grove, they're owned by the same guy,
okay,
are like outdoor and a little more like, oh, we're in Europe or whatever. And so
they do have that sort of fake vibe of, yes, because they have Christmas lights all the time, or at
all
least white
time
twinkle lights anyway.
Oh, Christmas at the Americana, it's crazy right now. There's a massive tree. It's crazy.
I think I went into the Banana Republic.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm Banana Republic age.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, no, that looks like it has a boxy sweater that might do something for this.
Yeah.
And so
I like it's the Old Navy, Banana Republic, Gap are all together.
Right. They're all owned by the same people.
Yeah. And my friend Emily, who I host the podcast with, actually told me that apparently it's Old Navy that is floating all of them. Because if you notice, like, Gap is always having 40% off all the time on everything.
Banana Republic is often having a giant sale too.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to Old Navy because it's cheaper with kind of the same styles.
Yeah, basically.
Huh.
Yeah.
So you have Mall Talk Pod.
Yeah.
Who's your co-host?
Emily Faye.
Another
comedian. There we go. My dear friend.
We could have her on and she might talk more about malls or something else.
Oh, she's a real dork.
Excellent.
I hope she's listening.
I hope she's listening. Yeah. Okay. So you like the both, you yin and yang, surf and turf with your mall.
Exactly. They both have something to offer. Like, I think if it were just the outdoor, I would feel I was missing something, but
okay,
I like the option. There's something about also when I go to the Americana, it almost feels like I'm walking through my neighborhood or something. Like, I was thinking about this. I was there yesterday. And I always stop at the Sprinkles, because Sprinkles cupcakes, they have certain cupcakes that they only have one day of the week or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I'm not necessarily always going to get the cupcake, but I always stop by. I'm like, do they have peanut butter chip today? Oh, interesting. Maybe I'll come back. I take a lap. I come back, maybe.
Essentially, you visit the specials.
Yes.
All right, the daily specials. That is awesome.
There's a place I like, DeLuca's Deli, that always has a soup of the day. I check out what's going on over there.
This is the greatest sort of mini Mrs. Kravitz kind of tiny moment. You know, I was just in Salt Lake City, mm-hmm, and I was playing something in a downtown. It wasn't Salt Lake. It was a suburb of Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And there was a mall right by me, but I was like, I didn't want to eat. I ate at the Doodles and Company. It was a mistake.
Okay.
You got to go very basic with the Doodles and Company. I went Korean with a zucchini noodle. It's a terrible idea. It fell apart.
Yeah, Salt Lake. I don't know.
It didn't hold together. Okay. And so I took a cab. I took a Lyft to a different part of Jordan Landing, or the next mall town over. And there's a new thing now where the mall is built into the condos. It's like its own kind of community.
Yes.
It's like a neighborhood.
That's true of the Americana in Glendale. There's apartments above it.
Oh.
So actually one time... So I'm always just like dying to know who lives above them all. Like, why would you do this? And so they always have these little like sandwich boards up that say like, are you interested? Visit our leasing office or whatever. And one time Emily and I were like, what if we called? And so we called and we set up an appointment and we pretended that we wanted to rent an apartment in the Americana just because we wanted to see what it was like.
Yeah, what do they look like?
They basically, I think it's like any other like luxury apartment. They're just kind of fancy apartments.
So, so let's say it's a two bedroom. It's probably two bath.
Yes.
Did you go in?
Yeah. So we pretended we were interested in two particular units.
That's the way to go though.
Yeah. So she showed us around there's in particular at that mall, I don't know if this is true of any mall with condos, but they have like different buildings within. So they have like the Mark with a C, of course, the Continental, whatever. Right. So she took us around. And it really feels like you're just in like a swanky hotel or something. But then you look out and you're at the mall.
Right. Because you look out your window and you're like, oh, look, an Anthropology.
Exactly. It was the funniest thing is she was trying to tell us. She was like, so there's one building that has like the pool and the fitness center and everything.
Yeah. So it's more like an apartment building.
Yes. Yeah. So but if you live in one of the other buildings, you can have access, but you have to walk over. And she kept telling us, she was like, well, you can actually, it's pretty great. Like if you wanted, there's underground, you can walk underground to get over there. And we were like, are you saying there's like secret tunnels
between these things?
She finally broke. She was like, well, I mean the parking garage, but still.
It is underground.
Yes.
We want tunnels. We want secret like, bunker on. Tunnels.
Because it already has a very, like, Disneyland vibe.
Right.
Like, why not go
they
for it?
They all have a weird Disneyland vibe, which is, the bastards, it's enormously soothing.
Yes.
Exactly. They've done something right.
Right.
I don't know if they're playing a certain tone under
Michael Bublé. That's what they're playing.
Right. Right now, it is a nonstop Michael Bublé moment. Uh-huh. And I don't mind. He must have a new album.
I thought he was quitting and people were upset.
Oh, really?
I don't follow him. I just know that.
No. Every Christmas, him and the Pentatonics come on my my radar. Do you know the Pentatonics?
No.
They're an a cappella group.
Oh, sure.
And they got together in college. They won a reality show called Sing. They are wonderful in many, many ways.
Yeah.
And they too have a new Christmas album out that Right. Well, because you're hoping to do Mariah Carey and then live off it forever.
Uh-huh.
And this album is not good. And love Christmas music.
What makes it different from the past?
It's boring.
Okay.
And they usually do excellent arrangements.
Oh.
So, but you're probably hearing it if you're walking through the mall because they're playing only Michael Bublé and Pentatonix at this time.
Absolutely.
So they might, I'm like, feel free to go into the vault and get yourself some Nat King Cole. Why don't you do that?
They really don't change it up too much.
No.
It's on a loop. 100%.
Yeah. So, okay. So you got to see the apartments.
Yes. So we toured them.
Talk to me about what does it cost to live?
Gonna be around $4,000 minimum.
A month.
Yeah.
$4,000 a month, and we're talking a two bedroom with a living room.
I think, yes, because I believe we looked at two bedrooms because we said that we were interested in being roommates
at the
But I don't think it gets much cheaper than that.
Well,
I think it only goes up.
Right. I'm sure it only goes up because what if you wanted an office room or
exactly.
Or you wanted to be in the building with the gym.
Right.
Which
the Mark.
But that's it. Right. And that, you know, you're right. It feels like a mall. Hey, guess who didn't unplug the phone?
Ooh, a call.
tell a story.
Okay. So we went in. And we discovered the first thing that's interesting is if you've been to the Americana before, you realize that you've been walking past the entrances to these buildings in plain sight the whole time. You're like, oh, the entrance to this one is right by the Apple store. And I just never knew.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that's interesting. The entrance to the Continental is incredibly specific. But the entrance to the Continental, if you've been to the Americana, is right to the, if you're facing the theater, it's right to the right. And next to the Brandy Melville, which just opened.
What's a Brandy Melville?
Brandy Melville, they get a lot of hate pretty reasonably because they are a one-size-fits-all store. So it's primarily preteens and stuff that shop there. But they actually didn't have a Brandy Melville before. It's new.
How do you spell Brandy? Be it with an I? With a Y. Brandy Melville.
Who knows who she is?
Who knows who that? So it's a one size fits all, like, which, tops and bottoms?
Yes, which just means that everything fits weird. Like, nothing is quite right. Like, I've never been like, good, this one.
Is it cheap?
Not even that cheap. Where I'm just like, who is the demographic for this?
Right.
Because it doesn't feel like teens want to spend $30 on a top.
That fits poorly.
Yes. Yeah. Where I've like tried things on in there where the sleeves, I swear, are like a foot too long. Where you're just like, why?
Yeah.
Just throw some variants in here.
Right. And they don't offer a finishing.
No.
Like a tailoring.
Not like Madewell.
Is that another store?
Madewell's more like Fancy Pants.
Okay.
They do, you can actually get anything you want embroidered there if you buy it, but also the shirts are like $80.
You can get things. Can you bring other things in to be embroidered? Like if I wanted.
I don't know. I bet you would have to buy something to start.
Yeah.
And then maybe, but okay. I've never tried.
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing?
Yeah.
So where you have to buy a thing and then get it engraved.
Yes.
So.
Okay. So Brandy Melville, what was I saying? The Continental.
Yeah. And super specific as to it's hidden in plain sight.
Yes.
How weird is that?
Isn't that weird?
If I lived there, I literally would have to be like, okay, go to the Apple store. Because I'm constantly getting lost in malls.
Yes.
On purpose, probably. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I don't have a good sense of direction anyway. Like, I get lost at numbered grid streets. So, whatever. But I always, whenever I go to the mall, I park at the same place.
Yes, you have to. Yeah.
So that I can find my car every time. So like I go to the Fashion Square, which is a Westfield Fashion Square, you guys, here in Sherman Oaks and down Sherman Oaks way. And I always park on the very top, tippy top. Mm-hmm. And I go in and that's where the food court is.
I haven't been to that one.
It's fancy.
Yeah.
They've just redone the whole food court and turned it into something else. Like it used to just be sort of like a Subway.
Yeah, does it have fancy restaurants?
Now it has kind of fancy fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean there's a Massas, Massas, and it's a kebab place.
Okay.
There's a Korean barbecue place.
Sure.
There's a teriyaki sushi place.
Yeah.
And then there's a Subway. And then there's like a Sparrow.
Yeah. That's a classic. A Sparrow has to be there.
Right. There's some sort of weird. And then there's the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf still rocking.
Yeah.
But they put a Chipotle in.
Yeah.
And which is good. And then they have a thing that they make salad if you stand in a row. You know that thing where they make a salad while
you pick the stuff that goes in the salad?
Yeah. And then they toss it.
A Chop Stop?
Yeah. But I think it's called Salad.
Oh, like on SpongeBob, Salad or whatever.
Probably.
That's very good. I'm always interested in that when it's like the food court. Food courts now, it used to just be a Sparrow, a hot dog and a stick, whatever. And now it's like stuff where you're like, where am I?
Right. Is this a destination?
Yeah.
Is someone? And what? Let's talk briefly about the terrible idea that is Dippin' Dots.
Oh, I'm not into it.
No. Ice cream in the future. It's a shitty future.
You know ice cream, the thing everyone loves? What if we changed it?
Right, what if we broke it?
Yeah. What is it? It's a Knott's Berry Farm or Six Flags. This is like sponsored by Dippin' Dots, basically. There's like a Dippin' Dots thing at every corner.
Yeah, that sounds right. One of those two, for sure.
There's other weird stuff. Like, I've been in a mall. See, this is what, anytime I'm like out of town doing a show.
Yeah.
Not every time, but a lot of the time, if I have time to kill in the day, I'll go to a mall. So
yeah.
I was in Fresno.
Yeah.
With Lindsay Adams, another great comedian, and we went to the mall in Fresno, which was a real scene.
I'm sure.
But there's this thing now called Dragon's Breath, and it's like basically like, you know, Crunch Berries, that's like a ball of cereal.
Yeah.
It's like a bigger ball of cereal, and then they did the what's the thing where it's like dry ice, like molecular whatever. So it has like
The steam
is coming off of it.
Yeah.
But you'll read about people are like burning themselves. Because I remember seeing it at the Fresno Mall, and we had just eaten, and I was like, I don't think I really want this. And then later I read that people were burning themselves.
And let me tell you something. Fresno is not a place to challenge
people. Not trust people.
Don't challenge
Fresno.
The people of Fresno. And this sounds like a slam on Fresno. It is a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
They can take it.
I got a nephew. He loves every weird little town in California. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he doesn't. He just moved to Bakersfield.
Wow.
He was living in Palm Desert. Oh. He used to live in Fresno. I was like, will you move to Modesto next so that you can hit all the weird.
Try Hemet sometime. Just see what they're doing.
Everybody look at a map and laugh. Yes. Insert the town in your state, which is.
Equivalence over this
there's
great
always
nation.
The great nation has an equivalent of sort of a weird meth-driven economy.
Yes. The Inland Empire in general.
Right. So that's the thing. I was going to ask about going on the road because I did an episode of this very program with a comedian, Maggie May. Mm-hmm. And Maggie May's...
we had her on the podcast.
Did you have her?
Mm-hmm.
I love her. Because her dorkdom is grocery stores.
Yeah.
And she likes... It's just soothing. She likes to go to... And she'll go through every aisle. And it's just... It's a calming experience.
Yeah, we were talking about this. We love to browse. I feel similarly about grocery stores. I'll also sometimes, when I want to get out of coffee shops, I'll go right at like Whole Foods or something.
Right.
Because they have Wi-Fi and a place to sit.
Right.
And then you can walk around and look at expensive soaps or whatever.
Right. Whole Foods is lovely. There's over on like 72nd and Broadway, there's a restaurant. There's a hippie skippy, like kind of privately owned Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody Farms.
Sure.
And then
I can picture it.
You can picture it. Uh-huh. And then they have a restaurant upstairs where they've been serving quinoa for decades, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys.
Since way back.
Way back. You'd get a dream catcher back in the 90s. Come on.
Before it was cool. Or before, when it was cool. I don't know.
Exactly.
Exactly.
When people were just starting to appropriate the native.
Yeah.
And but she was talking, do you do that? Do you, like, on the road, will you go to the mall?
Yeah.
Just, it's a really, not, and it's more than a clock eater. It's just kind of, it's like the accidental tourist. It's like, it's familiar. You don't feel like you're so far away from home.
Exactly. It's very comforting. I went to the Mall of America, which I was curious if you've visited.
There used to be a comedy club, Knuckleheads.
I believe there still is. It might just be called
House of Comedy.
Yes.
And it's always a terrible idea. A terrible idea.
Yeah.
Vaulted ceilings, tired shoppers, stand-up comedy.
Yeah. We had Lizzie Cooperman on, and she used to work as a host there. And she would say similar things. But I went there and had a great day. I was there the whole day.
Oh, my gosh. It's huge.
Yeah. The funniest thing to me was, so I'd never been there before. I didn't know too much about it. And I was walking around, and it turns out there are three Claire's.
Right.
So you're walking around, and you see Claire's. You go, all right, of course. And then you walk a while longer. And there's another Claire's, and you're like, am I losing my mind?
How could I have gotten this lost?
Or is this a second Claire's? And it turns out it was a second, and I was like, okay, it's a big mall. I get it.
Right.
But then there was a third Claire's.
And well, there ought to be, because I have been lost in that mall so many times. And it has an amusement park in the middle.
It does.
It's a Snoopy-themed amusement park. It used to be, I think, a Garfield-themed.
Yeah, it's always owned by something.
But it's always owned by some weird knock. I mean, it's like, is Kathy going to have a
I saw Dora the Explorer was there.
Oh, I'm sure.
In some capacity.
Oh, interesting.
Everyone's there.
And and I have got the only one I like, because they have a log ride. Mm-hmm. And because I have nieces and nephews. And so it's funny. When my sister's daughter was probably 8, she went there for the first time.
Oh.
And when she saw the mall, she goes, Mom, have you been hiding this from me?
How could you do this to me?
Right. Darla was like, kind of. I don't like malls. And
I understand when people don't like them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always think the questions I want to ask when someone says they don't like the mall, I go, when are you going?
Right.
Are you going Saturday at 2 p.m. every time you go?
Right. Because you need a sweater for your brother-in-law.
Yes. And that's the other thing is when you go and you have like a specific thing in mind, it can be stressful.
Yeah.
That's kind of the other thing is like, I don't like shopping. So the fact that I just kind of go casually to the mall every once in a while, I buy a shirt and then I have shirts.
Right. Then you own clothing.
Yes. And it's not like a big mission every time I go. Right. So I go, when are you going? And then the other thing is, I think people don't know where to park. Like you were saying, you park at the same place every time and that makes it easy.
Yeah.
But I remember I had a friend who told me he went to the Americana and he was like, I don't understand how you'd go all the time. I went and I tried to park and it was a nightmare. And I was like, where did you park? And
right.
he told me, and I was like, you made the wrong choice. You got to park by Target.
Okay.
And walk over.
Okay.
And I go,
and that's legal?
Easy mistake. Well, so, I mean, I guess technically if you're going to the Americana, you're supposed to park in their parking right. garage. But the Galleria is great because you don't have to get any validation.
Okay.
It's free. And so if you go way on the outskirts where the Target is and park there, there's usually pretty easy parking. And
right.
you just walk across.
Yeah.
And it's better.
Okay. Because I have only been to the Americana once. Mm-hmm. I've never been to the Grove.
The Grove, I don't
it
need.
It used to be a thing, right?
Yeah.
It used to
I think be huge. It still is. I think it's like a tourist thing, quite honestly. It's
oh,
like,
interesting.
Because it's also attached to the farmer's market. So I think people think it's like a thing.
Right. And it's more European.
Yeah.
Again.
Very, very European.
Is the farmer's market every day over there?
Every day. Yeah. It's just, it's permanent stuff.
Okay.
There's a deli I like in there called Phil's Deli.
Oh, wait. Do they have stands with like sandwiches? Like one of, it's like that kind? It's like
it's
a food?
It's that kind. Yeah.
It's a food mall is what it
basically.
Is, right? Or you can go and then the place that has olives and cheese and olive oil.
100%.
Okay. And yeah. then there's, yeah. And then
I think there's a Dupars in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a sit down.
There's everything.
Okay.
Well,
there's
I like
one in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
The public something, the Milwaukee public.
Public something. Yes.
Yeah. It's like a public space of some
it's
sort.
It's nice. But
yeah.
I think that that's why it gets tourists.
Right. Because there's so many things to do and you get sort of you can see a lot.
Yeah.
My ad. I'm about to do an ad. You guys, it's another ad for ModCloth. ModCloth is a vintage-inspired online clothing store. And it's the holidays, you guys. And you could get some stuff there because it's amazing. You can get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more if you go to ModCloth.com. ModCloth is ModCloth.com. And you enter the code DORK at checkout. You get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more. And this offer is valid for one-time use only and expires on 3/3/2019. So January, February, March. So March 13th, 2019. And then you get 15% off a purchase of $100 or more if you go to modcloth.com and enter the code DORK at checkout. I have been looking at the various clothes and stuff because they have all the sizes, extra, extra small, up to 4X, and it's all vintage inspired. There's layering. You can get dresses. They have swimsuits. Essentially, I really like this company because they believe fashion should celebrate all women. And that's why they offer a full range of sizes from extra, extra small to 4X. And they have a team of mod stylists that can hook you up with complimentary sizing and styling help if you also like. What I have recently been looking at is they have a gift section. And in that gift section, they have books and the book that I'm getting is called The Snuggle Is Real. Get it? The Snuggle Is Real, you guys. And it's got cats all snuggled up in a coat and it's freaking adorable. And they also have, they have some Star Wars stuff that I'm pretty psyched about. They have with notebooks and then actual books that you read and stuff. So if you go to modcloth.com and enter the code DORK, you get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more. And it's a one-time code, so load up, you guys. And it's valid for one-time use only and expires March 3rd, 2019. Let's get back into the show. You know, there is also a new thing happening with malls that I have seen. In the rural Phoenix, outside of Phoenix,
okay.
There's a comedy club. I've only done it once. It's brand new. It's called Stir Crazy, mm-hmm. and it was delightful. But it is in a mall that is made up entirely of restaurants.
Oh.
There's no retail.
interest.
Right. It's just like a TGI Fridays and then an Islands and then a Chili's.
It's in like indoor?
It's an indoor outdoor.
It's both.
Like California invented that indoor outdoor business.
Right.
And like Irvine has that.
Victoria Gardens.
Spectrum.
Spectrum. Yeah.
Yeah. But that has both retail and food.
And the improv.
Yeah. It's almost like a Buffalo Wild Wings. Yes. You know, this is, I mean, but it seems to be a new thing. Like,
yeah,
it's not that new because the one that there's an Arclight over in Sherman Oaks that has, it's all just P.F. Chang's and a Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, that threw me because that, I think that one is called like the Sherman Oaks Galleria.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, this must be a mall. Yeah. But it's really not.
It's not.
There's like nothing. There's like a night school in it. It's weird. Where you're just like, where am I?
Right. There's literally the only like genuine retail thing to buy would be the DSW. There's a shoe store.
And like a furniture store.
Oh, there's a furniture store on the ground floor.
Yes. Yes.
And it's called like, not America Living, but
something of that.
Enormously.
Yeah. Something farm, something living. Right. Yeah. We know what we're saying.
Yeah. Marketing has so pervaded that we don't even need to have the whole name. It's home something. It's called home something.
Just look for the home.
Yeah. Look for a living space or whatever. I think there's one called living space.
There is. Living spaces, I believe. It's plural.
There used to be, okay, up here on Van Nuys, there used to be a thing called the Man Plant, which is the greatest name in the whole wide world.
Curious.
And the Man Theater used to be one of the anchors.
Okay.
And now it's a Regency plant. And I still call it the Man Plant.
Yeah. Whenever they change the name of anything, I refuse.
Right.
I can't do it.
That's where the old tree was. Yeah. I mean, just call me Bilbo Baggins.
There was a tree? Oh, you're referencing something that
something
I don't understand.
Something that you don't get.
Yeah.
It's a different door.
I do Harry Potter. I don't do Lord of the Rings. But that's my difference.
Right. That's where the Sorting Hat was kept. Yes. Is that better?
There we go. Now I'm on board. I do that too. If they change the name of anything, it's like people call it Fox Hills Mall.
Yeah.
If they're from here. Like they just can't. Get used
right,
to it.
Right. There's no reason. And who is Westfield? Do we know?
I've never met him.
You know what? You have a mall podcast, yeah. Paige Weldon. Please do some. I would like an expose, sort of like My Favorite Murder.
Yes.
Or The Dollop, where you just go into like a...
I feel like if you do an expose on Westfield, whoever Westfield is, you probably just find out that he's like kind of a weird bad guy. Or it's like, oh, he's just like a Republican.
Right. He's just a goony bird and who's just owns a lot of... Because and I've talked about this before because it's a fascinating thing for me, is there are malls in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
And they mostly have 7-Elevens in them. Multiple 7-Elevens. And they are sort of, they're underground.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he bought this land, he built a mall, and then he built a subway between his two malls.
Whoa.
The guy owns the subway system, the whole subway system in Hong Kong. And they go from one of his malls to another of his malls to another of his malls. And so everyone uses his subway system. They rent their store space from that guy.
Yeah.
And he's got to be the devil.
Yeah, where it's like, that sounds fun, but also only benefits him.
Right.
And is kind of scary how much control he has.
And I want him to come here.
Yeah.
Because I think he could really change the landscape of Los Angeles, where if he built trains from one mall to the next mall.
There's honestly so many malls in LA that it might be helpful.
It could be paid for by retail.
Yeah.
Because people are spending some serious change.
Well, I definitely think in LA, the malls seem to be thriving. There are definitely dying malls.
Sure.
That's a big thing. I feel like you see it on Reddit and stuff. It's like photos of malls, husks. One of my favorite Wikipedia pages is the dying mall Wikipedia page because it's just fascinating. It talks about like why there was this boom in building malls because it seemed like they were going to be a thing. And then, oops, online shopping and people don't want to go outside anymore and whatever. But
if I Google dying malls Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
It'll come up. And how do you think it's updated? Do you think it's current?
I think so. I haven't visited it recently.
Yeah, and I don't update Wikipedia ever. No. Like, I don't go on Reddit or Wikipedia much, except for to look stuff up. And I don't know how to change things on Wikipedia.
I don't.
But people do.
Yeah.
Like, people.
It's a good prank.
Yeah. It's an excellent
get
prank.
Get in there.
Who is that goofball who's on the Goldbergs? He's famous.
Oh, quiz. I don't know.
He's famous. Ready. And and someone's yelling at their iPod right now. You guys have an iPod Touch?
Tweet.
That's what you guys listening to the podcast on, an iPod Touch, Rangers?
And a mini, maybe?
A mini, maybe? Jeff Goldblum. No, it isn't. He's on the Goldbergs. Anyway, but he said that his brother changed his Wikipedia page. He's a stand-up comic as well. And he put in it that he got bit by the comedy bug. He said his origin story was that he got bit by the comedy bug.
And they're like, well, I guess it's not wrong.
Right, it must be true. And
if his brother said it.
If it's on his Wikipedia page, he must be 32.
Yeah.
And whatever. So, yeah, it's very I would like to go to the Dying Moles Wikipedia, because I have seen Dying Moles, but I've also seen a weird resurgence in them.
Yeah. I would love to see them.
I think
it's
because of that condo apartment.
Maybe.
Because they're not, because the thing I went to outside of Salt Lake wasn't it was like the replacement for a planned golf community.
Mm,
remember the planned golf communities of the world?
Is that like a retirement idea, or is it for anyone?
It was for anyone who wanted a lot of greenway, wanted a lot of land around them, but they didn't want to have to mow it.
Yes.
So it was sort of like young families, young rich families, and then older people.
I think there's a neighborhood like that in Temecula where I'm from.
Yeah.
That's like, it's way up north in the corner of Temecula.
Is it with a man-made? Because there was a man-made
There's
lake.
There's a man-made lake. I've heard of
that
many people I feel like all the time, people will go, oh, you're from Temecula, right? I'm going to a wedding in Temecula this weekend. I go, is it at the lake? Yeah, it's at the lake. It's always at the lake.
Somebody built a gazebo and it's a cash cow.
Yes. a very nice gazebo. A lot of ducks.
We're going to have a mall, you guys. And yeah, but I think that is the resurgence of the mall.
Yeah, because people, I've definitely talked to people who say like, oh, I don't like the outdoor mall because I prefer the classic indoor. But I go, I kind of think that's what's saving it, is because people, now it's become like an attraction.
Right. They're turning it into more storefronts.
Yeah.
It looks more like towns.
Yes, exactly.
And people, they're very Disneyland looking.
Yeah, totally.
I could not for the life of me. I was looking for a mailbox. And I was like, why wouldn't there be a mailbox in this set of a town?
Yeah.
It looks like a TV set.
It does
and
look
I was
like,
like,
that.
There should be a mailbox right there.
I was just reading this in Caruso, similar to Westfield. He's the guy who owns the Grove and the Americana. Recently, I haven't been, I just read about it, opened a new shopping center in Pacific Palisades or some fancy place like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's the idea, is it's like it's all outdoor. So there's like a grassy area in the middle where you could put down a blanket or whatever.
And have a picnic.
And I think it's probably more like upscale stores and whatever, but it's that vibe of you're like in a little neighborhood.
You're in a neighborhood. And then and there's also housing?
I don't know.
Okay, but it's a Pacific, and this guy's name is Caruso?
Caruso. Like Robinson.
Like Robinson Caruso.
Yes.
Okay.
Caruso Properties. They own the apartments, the whole thing.
Okay, so he is quite the muckety muck.
Yeah. He's up to all kinds of stuff.
I'm sure he's up to, partially up to no good.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's talked to people on boards and zonings and commissions and...
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, what are your favorite stores in the mall?
My favorite stores in the mall. Okay. Well, so there's stores I like to shop at versus there's stores I like to walk in.
Right.
I love going in Anthropology.
Okay. It is a mishmash of stuff in there, isn't it?
And everything is so expensive. Anthropology is actually associated, I believe it's the same owners as Urban Outfitters. But
that makes sense.
Yeah. I love to go in Anthropology, literally just pick up a candle. Smell it, put it down. They have all kinds of really fancy like plates and home stuff.
Right.
And I have in the past, whenever I go into the Anthropology, I go into the sales section and it's usually like nothing I need.
Right.
But I one time
You don't
found,
need a wrought iron napkin holder?
It turns out I don't.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe someday. Because I do like the idea of someday being the type of woman who shops at Anthropology. Like, I always say with Anthropology, I walk in and I don't know how to wash anything in there. I go, what would I do? This has a beaded bug on it. I would have to take this to a place and it would be too much work.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Everything has nooks and crannies.
It's for someone who is not doing their own laundry, I think. Somebody who's sending it somewhere. But I found one time a sequined jumpsuit that I wore to a party once, and it was marked super, super down. Got it for $30, and I get all kinds of compliments on it.
Sure.
So that's why I always think it's worth looking.
Yeah.
I like Anthropology.
And you got to take a lap. Yeah.
Yes. They have their Christmas stuff out right now. Really cute little ornaments. Oh man. Mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff. What else do I like? I always go, if there's a Barnes & Noble, I walk around.
Yep.
And I do end up shopping at like H&M and Forever 21 just because it's cheap.
Super cheap. And it has kind of the latest styles.
It's
going to fall apart.
It is.
And it's going to be out of style next year.
And then I'll just go back.
Right, because it was $12.
So H&M, I always think the secret is that H&M is same quality as Forever 21, but they like are acting like they're a little bit better for some reason. I do like Gap too, since it's everything is 40% off all the time.
All the time.
I've gotten good like leggings or sweatpants or whatever there. I just got great sweatpants at Uniqlo. Have you ever been in Uniqlo?
How do you spell Uniqlo?
Uniqlo.
Wow.
So
would not have called that.
Oh boy, it's in the Galleria and they have a lot of basics.
Okay. If you're building a wardrobe,
yes,
Uniqlo.
You go in, you get a t-shirt. They have a lot of those puffy jackets for the winter.
Oh yeah, those are in.
Those are available there.
I bought the greatest. It was a half sweater, half puffy jacket, wore it for 3 years.
Yeah.
Seems to have left it somewhere. Ugh. And I've tried to replace it by just a puffy jacket.
It's
nope.
Not the same, right?
And then I found a gray thing that kind of, and I was like, nope. No. I've spent, unfortunately, I keep buying. They're prohibitively expensive.
Yes.
And so I don't know what to do. I mean, I should give them to Goodwill because people need jackets.
Yeah, but there's a part of you that's like, I spent all this money on this.
I should wear this.
Yeah.
And the thing I end up wearing is the same ratty hoodie that I've been wearing for a decade. Yeah,
totally.
Just layer up. Layer up.
Yeah.
But absolutely. I did like that because I could wear it on stage too. It was like a black half sweater, half puffy shirt. And it was kind of dressy.
Yeah.
But it was also kind of
warm.
Where
did you buy it? Do you know?
At Barnes and at Banana Republic.
Banana Republic. Was it here in California?
It was.
Okay. Because I always think sometimes in California, that kind of stuff just isn't available.
Right. And you know what? It might not have been. It might have been in Minnesota.
Because I think that that's where they have that kind of thing.
Right.
Like I went into an H&M in Boston and I was like, the selection is different.
Oh, yeah.
They have different items because the weather's different.
Right. Do you know what I genuinely like to do sometimes on the road is go to the local like Farm Fleet or Fleet Farm or Walmart or Target. I used to be above it all. I'm no longer above it all. No. I'm bored.
Yeah.
So, but if you go in, you can see they usually have or the Dollar General
or a
dollar store, and they have the local high school's t-shirts sometimes on sale.
Yes.
And I'll sometimes buy those.
That's great.
Because who doesn't want a Mount Ida Arkansas Lions t-shirt?
And then do people ask you about it when you wear it?
No, people have been like, Mount Ida, I grew up Hot Springs. And then I have met so many people. I bought four of them. They were $5 each. Yeah. And they were the good, I like a Gildan heavy cotton.
Yeah.
In the world of toddler made t-shirts, those are my favorite if they're not union made. So
I think that's the t-shirt they sell if you buy a t-shirt at Michael's to print something.
It's usually a Gildan, but there's a soft style, there's an ultra heavy, and then there's a heavy cotton. I think I like the heavy cotton.
Okay.
So they last longer. They're a little stiffer. You'll be getting a Dork Forest t-shirt.
Yes.
They're Bayside union made.
Great.
And they last about 100 years.
Yeah.
So
that's why I love t-shirts.
Yeah.
Every t-shirt I've had for a million years.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, I love t-shirts. And then you wear them out and then you get a new one. And Facebook has my, they have my number, it turns out, because sometimes they'll be like a t-shirt will pop up. I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh, doesn't that feel bad when an ad is actually something you want
that
comes up on Facebook? You're like, oh no, I think I'm going to buy that.
Oh, I fell for this.
It worked.
It worked.
They're listening to you, man. They
right
are.
Now, right now.
Yeah.
They're not wrong. That TV?
Yeah.
It
It's going to advertise Anthropology to me later.
In a second.
Somehow it'll get to my phone and tell them.
Exactly. There is a fly in this house and I disapprove.
I know.
Talk to me briefly about there was something. How often do you go to the mall?
Oh boy, it varies. I honestly think I usually go at least once a week.
Okay.
I just end up there for one reason or another. I go to the Target that's there, or I actually go to the gym there.
Oh, there's a gym at the
mall? There's a Gold's Gym in the Galleria. That's
okay.
Great. It's brand new, and so everything's real clean.
That is nice.
I like it a lot. And it's not that, it's a little far from where I live, but it's I don't know. I just appreciate it.
Right. And if you have a plan, genuinely, if you have a plan for parking.
Yes.
In Los Angeles, if you have a plan for parking, I can go anywhere.
Right.
Like whenever anyone asks me to go anywhere, I did a show last night by USC.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, where's the parking? And she goes, there's plenty of street parking. And I panicked I parked like four blocks away. And then I got to, it was a house. It was a sorority house.
Oh, okay.
And there was street parking right by her, but I don't know if it was, I think it was legal, but whatever it is, I never go down by USC, and I had forgotten to eat dinner, so I had to have weird college food that was, in addition, because it was USC, $28.
Yes.
And so I was like, Staples, why am I Center, having an acai bowl? And I don't even think that's how it's pronounced, but
oh, I've had so many of those nights where you just don't quite know where you're going. You park too far. You've left too early, so you didn't eat. Everything is wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And yeah. Well, and because I had a 4:30. I did somebody's podcast at like 4:30 to 5:30.
Yeah,
I live in the Valley. The podcast was in Koreatown.
Yeah,
the gig was at 9:30.
And you're like, I'm not going to go back.
I cannot go back over the hill at 5:30. In the afternoon, because I would get back to my house at 7.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to turn around and go back to USC to get there. I would have an hour home. But,
well, so you could have killed time at the mall.
You know what I did? I could have killed time at the mall, but I killed time at the Korean spa.
Oh.
I went to Olympic spa.
Olympic, I've been there.
Yeah, there's Wii and there's Olympic. And Wii's really popular right now.
Yeah.
So Olympic was empty. And who doesn't love...
Don't they have a swimming pool in there? Like a regular swimming pool? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
No, they...
There's so many.
There are so many. That one's super old.
Yeah.
And it used to... I would go there about 12, 15 years ago, I would go there. And there were a lot of older Korean ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And that... Whitey Magoos have taken it over. And I don't know where they're going, but someone has obviously opened up a place where older Korean ladies can now scrub themselves in peace.
Yeah.
they're like, I don't want to be around a lot of... just sort of Hollywood types.
And absolutely.
It isn't what I like about Olympic Spa is that it isn't like Burke Williams, which are a lot of super good looking people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of normal looking people go to the Olympic Spa
because
you got to pad around nude.
Yes.
And I don't necessarily.
Do you ever have this problem? I used to go to Wii Spa all the time and I take off my glasses, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm always worried I'm like staring at someone and I have no idea. That's always my fear when I go to the spa.
But conversely, I always take off my glasses and I'm like, well, no one can see me.
That's how it works.
Because I'm not wearing my glasses.
It does feel like that.
Right. I was like, well, I guess no one can see me because I can't see anyone.
Everything's blurry for everyone, right?
Exactly. The worst.
Yes.
Okay. So you go once a week. What do you have favorite? I mean, obviously, we've established that the Americana
mm-hmm.
is your favorite mall right now.
Usually, if I'm going, that's where I'm going.
Is there a mall in another town that's
I was in Nashville for a friend's wedding, and I went to the Opry Mills. That was a killer mall.
Oh, yeah?
I had a great time there. It's huge. It's right by the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what I did is I was walking around in the Opry Mills, which has a Rainforest Cafe.
Okay.
Which you don't see those everywhere
these days. No, you don't.
We used to go to the Ontario Mills if we wanted to go to Rainforest Cafe.
Right.
So they have that. They also have an aquarium restaurant. It's a massive mall. They
wow.
have everything. I saw A Star Is Born there. I had a great time. So that it's just big. It's full of tourists, which it's like, sure, annoying, I guess. But they're keeping... Italy.
But so were you.
Yes,
you
exactly.
were a tourist. Yeah.
100%.
And kind of every time you enter a mall, you're a tourist.
Yeah.
Because you're not you're not at home.
No, you're not.
You're at a destination to some extent.
Yes, 1,000%. This is like literally buses of tourists get dropped off.
Right.
And then go over
to the Grand Ole Opry.
And then the Grand Ole Opry has attached to it it has a convention center / hotel / shopping center. I want to say it's called the Gaylord Opryland Convention, so something like, definitely has Gaylord in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is sort of a mall, but you walk in. It's my friend who spent some time in Nashville was like, I see that you're at Opry Mills. I'm going to recommend you walk over. Trust me. And so I walk through the big parking lot. I'm like, where am I even going? And then I walked in. And I kept saying to myself, what am I looking at here?
Right.
What is this? Because it was kind of like a mall, but it also has like a huge fountain in the middle of it. And it has little like gondolas you can ride around.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
It's got a ride?
Yeah. I went pretty late. I was by myself.
Sure.
Nashville.
What's it called again?
The Gaylord Opryland Hotel
was it free to
Convention
get in,
Center?
And then you just pay for the gondola?
I think, I assume you have to pay for the gondola.
Right,
yes.
That's okay.
You just walk in. It's
you just walk
crazy
in and see
to look
such
at.
A thing?
There's a giant statue of a cowboy boot.
Well played, Nashville.
Of course there
well
is.
Well played.
But I had gotten
was
there
late. Was it Shaq's boot? You know how like sometimes they have a giant, this giant sneaker?
This is his actual shoe.
Right, this is actual shoe. He wears a size 27. No,
quite bigger than any person could ever wear.
Fair enough.
And I just walked around. It's like on the outskirts of it is hotel rooms.
Okay.
And like a convention center.
Okay.
So I think that it's just meant to be an attraction if you're in town for whatever.
And it sounds like it is an attraction. I'm attracted.
I was attracted.
From afar.
I couldn't help but be there.
Next time you're at the Mall of America, they have an aquarium there.
Yes. And I wanted to go. Yeah.
It is actually outstanding.
Yeah.
It is huge. It's in the basement. It's a little expensive, but you can walk through. It has one of those tunnels where the fish can swim over you.
I love the tunnel.
The tunnel, it was awesome. You could interrupt the lives of stingrays, which I never want to.
Excuse me, sorry. I'm just walking through.
A hand, you can put a hand. Like if a hand came out of the sky and patted my head,
yeah.
I would be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So I never do pet the stingrays, but you can if you want.
I used to do that at SeaWorld.
Right. That's
child.
Right. You get to touch all kinds of things, and you're like,
and you go, ooh, it's slimy.
What are you doing now? What are you doing now? Why are you hitting yourself?
You ever, sea urchins? Is that the one with the spines?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, if you put your finger in between their spines, they grab your finger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a defense mechanism, but it feels kind of funny because they're not very strong.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
I have a lot of fun facts, I guess.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's what the Dork Forest is about.
Yeah.
By the way, I am talking to Paige Weldon, you guys. And Paige Weldon is Paige Weldon on the internet. PaigeWeldon.com, at Paige Weldon, WELDON, on Twitter and Instagram. And Mall Talk Podcast. Do you interview people about their mall experiences?
Yeah,
is that
so
it?
We'll usually have someone on and have them pick like their favorite store they want to talk about.
Oh, so, super specific.
Yeah, so we'll start by like first half is just talking about what was your mall growing up, you ever work at the mall, etc., where do you go now, and then we'll like deep dive into JCPenney or whatever.
Williams-Sonoma.
Yes.
I love a Williams-Sonoma.
You'll have to come talk about it.
I could. Especially Williams-Sonoma at the Christmas time.
Yeah.
Because I got three words for you. Free peppermint bark. You get samples of peppermint bark. And how much peppermint bark do you want? I mean, I bought a tin, which is why we went there the other day, because I had a coupon.
Sure.
And I was like,
that's how they get you.
That's how they get you. That is actually how they got you. See that in the corner right there, the Disney store?
Oh, yes.
There was a big sale at the Disney store, and we ended up getting Toys for Tots at the Disney store.
Oh, very good.
Super fun.
Oh, I do want to say something about the Disney store.
Yeah.
If you go in, they my friend Emily likes going in there a lot. She likes Disney stuff. They will call you princess.
Oh, will they?
Do they do that at this one?
They said something weird.
They say it weird.
They said weird things about like, how can I, they didn't call me a cast member because they're the cast members.
Right.
But they were like, welcome to the kingdom or welcome to the something
you just
weird.
Want to be like, you know, you don't have to do this.
I know.
Stop.
I'm really hoping it's $15 an hour. Is it $15 an hour?
I hope so.
I pray to God. And, but they were actually quite helpful and like literally, The woman got us coupons. She got
amazing
follow up free shipping cards because they didn't have certain items. She was like, "Well, here's two things for free shipping on the website, and then here's 20% off if you want 20% off," and then on and on and on. And then so we're Toys for Tots. So she said, if you apply for a credit card, you get $100 gift certificate credit on your credit card.
Yeah.
And so instead of $1 million, it's $500,000, right? So
sure.
And so we did that, and we got to get extra toys.
That's great.
Which all we wanted.
And a line of credit.
Yeah, and a line of credit, which we don't need. But it's because we're 100. But the weird thing is all we want to do is buy toys. But there's no room in this house for more toys. So it's fun to buy toys for others.
For someone, yeah.
Good times. So, but I do love a Williams Sonoma. Yeah. Even, and I have been suckered into buying. I actually just did. I bought Ravenclaw spatulas for my sister-in-law for no reason.
Well, and, for flipping things,
right? For spatulizing. But the weird thing about I didn't buy anything for my brother. Just my sister-in-law, not my nephews. They don't need anything. But because I have a thing about presents and buying stuff at malls, where I'm only going to buy it if I need it or if it grabs my attention.
Yeah.
Because I, too, go often enough that I'll go again.
Exactly. And like I said, when you go in and you're like, if you went in and you were like, I need to buy a gift for these five people, that would be a stressful day.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fun.
Do you ever get the massage at the mall?
I never have. I definitely have sat in those massage chairs many times.
Have you put the dollar in or just sat in the chair?
I've put a dollar in occasionally.
Because they aren't that great.
And I just go, who's sitting on these? I don't really have a germ thing, but that's maybe where I draw the line, where I'm like, right, I don't know.
Because it feels like a very personal kind of thing to get a massage, except for that chair doesn't really do much, so it's not like it's really... release even endorphins.
It's kind of violating. It feels strange because it's like, why is this chair? I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable.
Right. I go get the mall massage actually on the regular. So like I might go today.
Great.
Yesterday I went to the Korean spa and I got a full on massage and I hurt today. She wasn't great.
Yeah. We're like, I don't, so with massages, you're like, is this supposed to feel?
Right. You weren't very good at this, but you blessedly, I got to soak in some hot tubs. Yeah. So it's all good. But okay. So it has been an hour.
Wow. You're right. It did go by.
It went by pretty quick. I weeded off on you. But is there anything do you feel that you've missed out in the espousing of how great a mall is for you and what might be for others?
I do think... one thing that you're touching on with the massages and things, I think you got to shout out the kiosks. It's not a complete coverage of malls if you don't talk about kiosks.
You're right.
And the culture of the kiosk. Somebody you walk by, somebody desperately wants to sell you a knife, a curling iron, whatever.
Right. Flying drone.
Yes. Yeah. Anything. So I don't really have a ton to say on the kiosk, but I feel like it is a mall thing.
Isn't it a gateway to get your own store?
That's what I always wonder as I go, do people have kiosks because they can't afford the storefront?
I think it's to see if they'll make enough money to get a storefront. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. There's a Scientology kiosk at the Galleria. It's very creepy.
That is creepy.
And sometimes you walk by and someone's actually getting a stress test or talking to them. And I just want to be like, what are you doing?
Don't give them any of your information.
Go back to Hollywood. This is Glendale. Get out of here.
Exactly. They're all over everywhere. I've never taken the stress test. I was only one time approached by a cult person. It was so funny because I was genuinely depressed. You know, when sometimes you're sad and you're in public and I wasn't crying.
Can tell.
And a cult person can tell. And, it was a Mooney. It was the Unification Church. And this guy was like, hey, you know, how you doing? You look kind of bummed. Hey, just so you know, there's a flyer. There's a kind of it's a youth gathering. It's just a free dinner and cocktail party if you want to come. And he flyered me and it was like, you all right? And I was like, and I actually made the mistake of going, I'm actually kind of bummed. And so we talked for like 5 minutes and I was like, oh, I see how people fall into this trap. And my brother was in the Moonies, and we had to kidnap him to program him back in the 70s.
Oh, shit.
It's a movie. Anyway, so, but the thing is, so I, yeah. So if you're depressed, there's predators out there, you guys.
Yeah, watch out.
It'll
dude.
Pass. It'll pass.
That's go. Like Maria has her joke about sounds like church, right?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that, where they act like it's trying to help you and it's not anything attached. And then you're like, wait.
It's called The Rock. Stop yes. it. Is there coffee? Oh, I might come. It's called The Rot, and I'm not coming. Yes.
Yes.
Paige Weldon, you are amazing.
Oh,
this has been a delight. Thank you so much for being on The Dork Forest.
Thank you for having me. This
everyone,
is great.
Go find Paige Weldon, and you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Thank you. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?